This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Welcome back in. Someone text in. I fantasize the day I see Nico, Noel, Higgins, and Dale all on the field together.
That is sexy, ain't it?
I fantasize about the day I see Joy Taylor in some scantily clad outfit.
What are you doing? Are you like stalking her on social media or something? Now that she's on TV?
She works. Any stalking going on?
You got to really work. You got to work a little harder to get your content. You know.
No, I don't work hard at it. That's my point. I'm fantasizing.
Oh, fair.
I don't know. You got to fantasize that. I mean, she.
I'm sure it's out there.
It is.
She works out. She does their gym exercise. Yeah, maybe get what you're looking for.
So you're catching it, huh?
I mean, I see it come up the way he described. I was going to say there's not a
get you a good sweat, Joy.
It ain't hard to find.
It isn't. That's why.
Them workout videos.
And again, I don't even know why we're doing this. To think that Tyler's having a hard time finding it.
Oh, he's not. It's
of course not.
Having a hard time with something.
What's that? Right there. See that? That was that D'Amico right there.
Yeah.
Didn't think nobody was gonna come back, did you?
Does it all the time, says it all the time, then somebody brings it back up. You want to laugh and turn your head to the
What's
mic,
that?
Huh?
You guys good?
What's that? Yeah. No, I'm good. Are you good?
You guys good?
Yeah, we are. You good, Tyler?
That was really, really well done on your part. Professional move.
What is it? Go ahead. Answer. We got time. All right. It is Tuesday. Let's do a little real or fake. I say a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. You can participate. Text line 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I'll start with you, Tyler. The leash is way too short for college football coaches right now. The leash is way too short for college football coaches right now.
Oh, I'm going to say fake on that one. Mainly because at the end of the day, most of these guys who would have said short leash still end up with a hell of a buyout, and I don't feel bad for them. So I'm going to say fake there.
Okay. Don't feel bad. Yeah, they're getting a good payment. Clint, the leash is way too short for college football coaches right now. Real or fake?
I like the spirit of the question, but I'm going to say fake. I think, you know, by year three, if you're one of the guys that we're asking this question because there's some big name guys that are getting
by year three, huh?
Yeah, if you're not by year three, if you're not showing a much improved product and something that we can really, really bank on and lean into, and there's no doubt about it that the product is better and moving in the right direction and improving, yeah. Then I mean, what are we doing? I mean, you're paying these guys $10-11 million a year. And if within 3 years you can't get this thing moving in the right direction, especially the guys that appear to have all the advantages in NIL and the transfer portal, they're at destination schools that compete for that should and have competed for national championships. Yeah, if by year three you're not showing some legit improvement, if we're still flirting with 5 and 6 wins by year three, yeah, your ass got to go.
Oh, man, I'm going to say real. 3 years, man, that's it's hard to build something, right, in that. And because to me it's at any point. At any point, if you have a rough stretch or a under the expectation stretch, no matter how it started, like James Franklin, if you just say it out loud, I understand there's some scenarios, but James Franklin won 2 playoff games last year and had a tight game in the fourth quarter against Notre Dame to get to the college football championship game. And my man didn't make it to Halloween. Hell, he probably barely made it to October. I mean, and they have done some winning there. Obviously, they have struggled against Ohio State and Michigan. But damn, that feels a little strong, and it does. I think the year that you're talking, 3 seems to be the number now. Like they're like NBA coaches now. All right, man, you get 3 years, man. And I think in some spaces for some of these organizations, it's almost harder to get some of these guys because, you know, the competition with NIL is bringing other teams to the party. Like, I know your school that you went to is really a sleeping giant because they can compete with Georgia financially. They can compete with any of these schools financially. And some are, like BYU has come out of nowhere and been a huge, especially basketball, been a huge NIL spot where they've been able to get players. So I almost think it's even more difficult because there are other places that can compete with money. Like, no offense, like A&M is not, I don't think they're a blue blood, but their money is. Like, their money can compete with anything, and that, like...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
There wasn't always a fear for Alabama to lose players to A&M.
Ain't nobody got nobody like Texas A&M.
But now they got, now that is something that can happen. So, I mean, I don't know, but 3 years is, that is, which is becoming, it feels like, well, it's hard to build something and bam, they're up out of here before you can even.
Yeah, look, I think it's proven to be easier to do it in the Big 12 than it has necessarily the Big 10 or the SEC.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of factors that go into it, but just generally speaking, and I'm not even talking about a certain, you know, number of wins or a certain ranking, but if we're 5 years, I mean, if we're 3 years into this thing and we're staring another 5 or 6 win season in the face, yeah, I think it's, in today's climate, if you can't turn on the transfer portal, and again, we're assuming that money's not an issue. And you can't keep guys, you can't build guys, you can't build a team, you can't develop guys, you can't replace guys, you can't be the one that go, like, I'm going to tell you, like, Lane Kiffin goes out there and poaches, I mean, like, Arkansas, Ole Miss being right there on that state line, I mean, being neighbors, and he goes and poaches the best players at Arkansas, best 1, 2, 3 players at Arkansas, and he's doing it to other people, too. So, look, if you can't do that in today's landscape, if you're not willing to, like right now, the athletic director at Arkansas is talking about, he's painting the picture as, you know, we got to decide if we want to step over into the illegal world of NIL and the illegal world of transfer portal or not, or do we want to stay on the good side of it and do it the right way? That's kind of how they're painting it, right? Well, if you're going to be the good guy and stay on the good side and do it the right way, then you can't expect your coach to go out there and win 10 games a year.
Yeah. All right, real or fake, Clint, Alfred Şengün is the Rockets' best player. Real or fake?
Fake.
You ain't ready to get there.
No,
yet.
I ain't ready to get there. I appreciate it. And he's in a position where
another big night last night.
Yeah, I mean, look, I appreciate it, I think his style of game, like stylistically, you know, he's going to be a guy that can handle the ball as well as be down in the paint, and so I think it's going to be fun to watch. I think it's going to be a big reason why we win games. But no, I mean KD and. Hell, I mean, KD's the best player we got.
Yeah. Min Thompson, maybe all around. Listen, I'm going to say this. He's got a real Indianapolis Colts feel to him.
Everything is hard, man. I mean, even I watched him some yesterday, man. Everything. We even on good, it's hard, man.
Really? He's got, it's starting to become convincing.
No, it looks.
That's what I meant, the Colts comparison of, yeah. Like, all right, damn, man, he's 21-6-6 again. All right, there. You know, there he is. You know, another night where he is. It's, yeah. I'm with you. I think it's fake. I don't think he is. He is quite there yet. But, it's going to be hard to ignore it here coming up if we continue to come out there, and we see him leading the team in scoring, filling up the stat sheet.
Yeah.
He's doing those things.
Well, look, he's going to play a ton of minutes. He is a big energy, big effort guy that's going to – I mean, the stats – when he's on the floor, he's going to impact the game in so many different ways.
Yes.
And look, I say that. I'm not minimizing it. There's some extreme value in that. But, you know, there's still a – we got to go get this game right here, and there's 2 or 3 minutes left. I mean, I want the ball in one guy's hands consistently.
I hear you. They put it in his, though, against OKC.
They do, constantly.
They did. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll get to the Rockets. They got a first big dub last night, and I think the big thing of the story is similar to what the Texans was with the offensive line. That was the number one talking point coming to the season. I think last night the number one talking point showed his head again for the Rockets, and we just talked about a little college football. There are some serious openings. Will there be more? We'll discuss that coming up.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.